This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire City Council unanimously approved its five-year capital improvement plan at its meeting this week. The final plan approved on Tuesday includes a total budget of $305 million over the next 5 years for things like new equipment and infrastructure projects. About $64 million of that capital improvement plan budget will be used in 2027. Some notable projects the funding will go towards include utility proposals like water main upgrades, as well as repair work and lighting upgrades at the Gibson Street parking ramp in the downtown area. The aging parking ramp was originally scheduled to be demolished next year as it nears the end of its projected lifespan, but that project has now been pushed back to 2030. In addition to the infrastructure upgrades, the capital improvement plan also includes $100,000 in funding for a feasibility study involving Hobbs Ice Arena. City officials have been exploring the potential sale of some properties to contend with a projected budget deficit next year, and the feasibility study is meant to evaluate long-term options for the over 50-year-old arena. With the extreme heat and lack of rain over recent days, the city of Menominee has declared a full irrigation ban. According to a press release, the irrigation ban is due to low water pressure in portions of the city as a result of higher water demand depleting the supply in their elevated water towers. As city officials work to restore full pressure to the water system, the irrigation ban will help ensure residents can still access water in their homes. The ban is scheduled to be in place until August 1st, and violating it could result in fines of up to $150 per day. The Rusk County Sheriff's Office has released additional information regarding a double homicide and suicide incident earlier this month. According to a press release, the incident occurred on July 9th in the town of Hawkins. When law enforcement authorities responded to the scene, they discovered three deceased adults with apparent gunshot wounds. Authorities now say the homicide victims have been identified as 76-year-old Rocky Griffith and 80-year-old Lona Kelly. The alleged suspect was identified as their son, 45-year-old Chad Griffith. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. We're looking at another hazy day as the air quality alert continues. The Department of Natural Resources has issued an air quality alert across the entire state until at least this afternoon. The alert could be extended. Forecasters say they expect the Canadian wildfire smoke to start to clear out gradually sometime tomorrow, with scattered thunderstorms developing throughout the day. You can check the air quality where you are on the DNR's website. Details are also coming up in the forecast. As that heat wave moves through our state, energy providers are preparing for an increase in demand. Civic Media's James Kelly has some tips on what you can do to help save energy while still staying cool.
As the weather outside heats up, people inside will be turning up their air conditioners to stay cool. More air conditioning means more energy use, however, placing additional strain on utility companies to meet the increased demand. Energy company officials are asking residents to help mitigate that additional strain while still staying cool by doing things like closing their shades and windows, keeping interior doors open to circulate air through their homes, and getting their air conditioners inspected to ensure they're working as efficiently as possible. Residents should also be looking out for signs of heat-related illness this week, including things like muscle cramps, nausea, and heavy sweating. To minimize the effects of the heat this week, residents should limit outdoor activity or schedule it for cooler times of the day, like early morning and late evening, stay properly hydrated, and wear lighter clothing. I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
Safety experts also suggest checking in with people who are more vulnerable to the heat, like older neighbors and family members. A nationwide settlement tied to a 23andMe data breach will bring some money to Wisconsin. The State Department of Justice says it joined 41 other states in a deal over the 2023 breach. The company's assets have since been sold, with new rules aimed at better protecting consumer data. State election officials say there's probable cause Elon Musk broke Wisconsin law by offering big cash tied to voting. Now a local district attorney will decide what happens next. The Election Commission voted 5-1 to refer the case to the Brown County DA after complaints about a social media post tied to the 2025 Supreme Court race. State law bans offering more than $1 to influence someone to vote, and violations can be a felony. Musk later changed the offer to rewards for signing a petition, and courts allowed that at the time. The DA and Musk's attorney have not commented. The missing kayaker who staged his own death on Big Green Lake in 2024 will end up paying to fund public service equipment in Green Lake County. Ryan Borgbort was ordered to pay restitution to the DNR for the roughly 350 hours they spent searching the lake when he faked his death and fled to Europe. The DNR announced Wednesday they used about $9,000 of those restitution funds to purchase a sonar search device. The device, called Towfish Sonar, can map the bottom of water bodies for missing persons, items, and hazards. The Towfish has already been deployed to 4 missions and located 2 missing people. Voters in Janesville are getting the last word on the former GM Jatco manufacturing site. The city council voted unanimously this week to approve language in a referendum that will be on November's ballot, asking voters if they should have the final say on big development projects. That includes sales and leases at the manufacturing site costing more than $450 million. If the measure is approved, it would mean Janesville wouldn't be able to make changes to the site without voter approval. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
A win for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The Milwaukee Bucks got their first win during the Summer League games last night in Las Vegas. They beat the Charlotte Hornets 110-91. This time, the Bucks' leading scorer was Nate Amon, taken 13th overall by Milwaukee in the first round. Amon asked about what he and Braden Burris think about joining a Bucks team minus Bobby Portis or Giannis.
I think we see it as another challenge, and luckily we're not doing it alone. You know, we have a great organization behind us, and we have great vets and great players on the team that can help us, you know, get to where we want to get to. But I mean, at the end of the day, like Braden first said, it's about winning first and foremost, and whatever we can do to do that, we're going to do it. So that's just kind of our mentality going into it.
Baseball, the Brewers open up a 3-game homestand tomorrow night against the Florida Marlins. The Brewers adding 2 pitchers to the roster, Lance McCullers and Colton Gordon, from the Astros in exchange for Jaden Fielder, the son of former Brewer Prince Fielder. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Chippewa Valley
weather. There is going to be more wildfire smoke in the air again today. Partly cloudy. It's going to be warm and muggy with a high in the low 90s. That heat index in the mid to upper 90s today. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, upper 60s, low 70s. Tomorrow, slight chance of thunderstorms. Sunny, warm, and humid in the low to mid 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.